Our guest this morning on KTU Cares is Amanda Selwyn, artistic director and choreographer of Amanda Selwyn Dance. If people want to get more information, Amanda, where can they go?
AmandaSelwynDance.org. Selwyn is spelled S-E-L-W-Y-N. That's our website. You can also go to the Arts and Education Program website, which is NotesInMotion.org, if you are interested in learning more about the work we do in the public schools. The websites are linked, so you can easily navigate from one to the other. We also have Instagram, AmandaSelwynDT, and I would encourage you to check out both to learn a little more about us.
What is your upcoming event, Dance on the Pond, all about? Paint the picture for us, Amanda.
So we're really excited. We're going to the Hudson Valley for this event. This is our second time performing up in the Hudson Valley. We did an event. It was basically our first public event coming out of COVID in 2021 at a place in High Falls called, at that event we called Dance for Your Dinner. And it was an outdoor performance where we served some food, and it was really the beginnings of people getting back to live performance. So we've started exploring this idea of bringing dance into these private but outdoor accessible spaces, and that's what motivated this event, Dance on the Pond. So Dance on the Pond is in New Paltz at a private home with a beautiful, gorgeous grounds and an enormous pond. And what we're going to do, it's a very rustic environment. You really feel like you're in nature. Is we're going to stage my developing work, Habit Forms, at all different sites around the property. And the audience is going to have the opportunity to move around and experience the dance from different angles, or they can plant themselves in one little picnic spot and just enjoy the surroundings. So one of the things that's exciting about Dance on the Pond is it's this outdoor event. It's an immersive performance. So dancers are going to be performing in all different little spots around the property. And the audience really can have agency in how they want to experience the event. They can plop themselves in one little picnic spot and enjoy the performance and just watch what's going on. They can meander around the grounds. We're going to serve wine and some hors d'oeuvres. So it's going to be a really innovative way to experience dance. And, you know, they can get up and close to dancers, or if they prefer to keep their distance, they can do that too. So that's really, we're trying to create an event that, again, takes dance out of the places we typically would see it, and expands how audiences get to experience dance.